Jeff Shapiro joins us now from the Richmond Times-Dispatch for analysis of Virginia political news. Jeff is usually with us on Friday mornings right after the 8:30 news. This is a special edition of sorts to focus on next week's general election in Virginia. Jeff, all 140 seats in the General Assembly are up for grabs theoretically, but more than half of the seats are uncontested statewide, leading to little statewide interest. However, the election is still important because control of the state Senate hangs in the balance.
And before we get to that, Wayne, we need to discuss, albeit briefly, why there is so little competition. Fewer than half the 140 seats are contested, and actually only a handful are really considered competitive. And this is because of redistricting, the decennial process of redrawing legislative district lines so that everyone is fairly and equally represented. But of course, this is nothing more than partisan gerrymandering now, and lines are drawn largely to preserve Republican-held seats and Democrat-held seats. We are now at a point where politicians are shopping for voters as opposed to voters shopping for their politicians. But getting back to the Senate, of course, the Republicans control the governorship, the lieutenant governorship, and the attorney general's office, and have a very comfortable majority in the House of Delegates. The state Senate is at last readout of Democratic power on Capitol Square. It falls, and we have one-party dominance again of Virginia's government. And this is why the stakes are so high for both parties. The Democrats would argue, and I think to some degree some of the Republicans in the House would argue, that the advantage of divided government is that it protects the parties from themselves. But of course, Governor McDonald is arguing otherwise. He says that he needs a Republican majority in the Senate to carry out his agenda, fully carry out his agenda. Heading into 2012, it's a legacy year for him. In particular, the only budget that is his and his alone, the fiscal, the financial foundation, if you will, of his legacy. And this is one reason why he says a Republican majority must be restored to the state Senate.
We have about 2.5 minutes left. So let's talk about one of the key Senate races. There's a new Senate district containing Goochland County just outside of Richmond and stretching all the way out to Lynchburg.
Yes, and described by my colleagues Wes Hester and Jim Nolan as evocative of a boot in terms of its shape. This was one of those districts that was drawn to favor a Republican. However, the Democrats feel that they have a shot at this because their candidate is coming out of the population center of the district, Lynchburg. Mr. Dotson, who runs a family pest control business, is also putting a lot of money into this race. He had the advantage of not having to run for his nomination. There wasn't a contest. However, Mr. Garrett, the Republican nominee, believes very strongly that the partisan proclivities of the district favor him. However, he ran as an exceptionally conservative Republican for the nomination. He's toned it down a bit in this general election campaign. That will be a closely watched, one of the few closely watched races in the state next week.
Now, on the House of Delegates side, as a result of that partisan redistricting process you described, the Democratic minority leader of the House, Ward Armstrong, has been, redistricted out of his seat, so to speak, and put into a district with a Republican incumbent.
Yes, Charles Poindexter is the Republican incumbent. He's from Franklin County. The Republican regime in the House has made no secret of its distaste for Mr. Armstrong and thought by drawing him out of his district that that would be the last of him. However, he's decided to move. He's moved into his mother-in-law's house and is going to is contesting this seat. He has made the only issue of his campaign rate increases, seemingly endless rate increases by APCO, the big electric utility down there. And he says that it's pretty much Charles Poindexter's fault that APCO keeps raising rates. Again, a highly symbolic race. If Armstrong is successful in coming back to the House, no doubt he'll be making a point of getting under the skin of the Speaker and others in the Republican majority.
Okay, Jeff, thanks a lot. Our time's gone, but we'll talk to you again Friday morning at our usual time right after the 8:30 news about the week in Virginia politics.